The Boy Scouts of America started in 1910. 4 years later, San Francisco's first troop was formed in Chinatown. Remarkably, it's still around today and is believed to be the oldest troop west of the Mississippi. But as San Francisco Chronicle culture critic Peter Hartlob writes about in today's paper, Troop 3 is hanging on by a thread. For more, Peter joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Peter, thank you so much. A beautiful article. Tell us how important it is, the legacy of Troop 3.
Yeah, I mean, this was a group of boys who were in 1914, you know, not long after the earthquake and the rebuild, were just playing in a Chinese Methodist church play yard, came across a Boy Scouts of America handbook, and basically on their own decided to be a Boy Scout troop. Now, 108 years later, you know, through against all odds, really, it's so hard to keep a Boy Scout in the middle of a city in generally what's been a poor, poverty-stricken area. And they're still here, just, again, through perseverance and against all odds.
You know, you follow this troop throughout time. You find out that at one point, I guess, what was it, during World War II, they didn't even have a leader. They led themselves.
Yeah, I love this story. I mean, there's so many good stories. You know, one story, they're camping on top of Embarcadero 4 on the skyscraper.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And accidentally drop a fish over the edge. But no, I think the most inspiring one is that World War II, their leaders go off to help the war effort. And these boys who, again, have no money, no tent, no sleeping bags, decide to hike to Fairfax 23 miles just to participate in this scout camp that's been going on. Everyone else who's there has come up on a bus and paid for it. They sleep on a tarp, and that's part of the legacy of this troop. I mean, just whenever you think they're down, they find a way, and just to be Boy Scouts.
Yeah, we enjoyed the picture of the boys camping on the roof. What's causing the threat for Troop 3 at this time?
You know, really, it's a lot of different things. San Francisco, there's far fewer children, especially teenage children, than there were in the 1950s. There's far fewer Boy Scouts. There were 15,000 in the 1950s. Now there's fewer than 1,000. And the big thing is overscheduling. A lot of kids these days have tutors, have their travel soccer team, have their lessons. A Boy Scout meeting, getting these merit badges, just isn't something that a lot of people have time for.
And you point out that it's city folks, it's hard to do this stuff. It's hard to earn some of the merit badges, but you could make the case that it's even more important for urban folks to kind of get that other more, should I say, rural experience? Different experience.
You know, and absolutely. Really what's kept this troop going is the alumni. There have been points where there were just three members of the troop. That was about 5 years ago. Now there's about a dozen. But even when there's three members, there's hundreds of alumni who are doing anything they can to keep this troop alive. And it's because the troop meant something to them. There's so many success stories. An admiral, somebody who went to Hollywood, you know, just all these different stories. And they're just, again, these alumni are trying to keep it alive.
How are the leaders recruiting and keeping it alive?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. You know, I mean, some of it is just, you know, going, passing out flyers. I mean, think about how, like, you try and get people to go to your rock and roll show or something. That's kind of what they're doing here. But they also are starting to look at how these overscheduled kids might want to become an Eagle Scout. Standardized testing, colleges aren't really looking that anymore. So an Eagle Scout is not a bad thing to have on your resume. And these kids who are joining the troop, a lot of them end up going to Ivy League schools, MIT, you know, coming from a tough situation and ending up really having a great life out of it.
Well, congratulations on a beautiful article, really in-depth, and we loved it. Peter Hartlob writes for the Today's paper in the Chronicle about Troop 3, the oldest troop on the West Coast in San Francisco.